before I do, I want you to hear from some gentlemen who are making the activities work. They're making them count. They're building a foundation, and they're going to explain to you how the Team Builder card is assisting them in getting everything done that they need to get done. And that card is under the new window of performancefamily.com. You can download it and get going on it. So we're going to roll out first to Mr. Jim Crutcher, great leader in Ohio, Ron Crutcher's brother. Mr. Crutcher, thank you for being on the call.
Thank you so much, Teresa, for having us on the call. We appreciate the time. Hope you can hear me okay. I know I've got a little background noise. I'm on the road right now. But the Builder's card is absolutely phenomenal. Let me start by saying this. We have to go back a ways to really think about what Frank and Teresa have done by putting this card together. Think about the times when Mr. Stonesheimer said there were three things that you need to focus on in this business and never get them out of order. Number one was recruit, number two was recruit, number three was recruit, and don't get them out of order. We hear from the chairman of Primerica who said, if you're not building, you're dying. And we remember the great Wilburn Smith talking about, if there's any problem with your business, go and recruit. If you don't have enough numbers, go and recruit. If you don't have enough memberships, go and recruit. If your business doesn't seem like it's growing, go and recruit. Everything is based upon recruiting, and when you have this card, it focuses your team to that fact, because it talks about sending out the long-distance packages. It talks about the exposures, focuses on the three-way calls, so when you have a brand-new associate, as we did, all you have to do is lay that card down in front of them. They're saying, well, I know I'm new. I don't know what to do. You just lay the card down in front of them and says, what does it say do on here? It says, well, get my why. That's what you need to do. What else does it say on here? It says to make contacts with 1 to 10 people. Then let's make that happen. And as they begin to go through that process every day and they focus on getting their business partner on the phone with people, they begin to grow. We have Mr. Abraham, who is new with us, who did a PBR this weekend. He's just already done 2 memberships out of that. Both of those members are becoming associates, one this Sunday, one in a couple of weeks. We have another new associate, Mr. Cassidy, who's used that, had a PCC on Monday. His mother is coming on as a member tomorrow. He has a new associate coming on who's actually in Kansas, coming back to Dayton on Friday. So using that system makes all the difference in the world simply by giving them something simple to do. Mr. Coyne talked about simplifying it and packaging it. And when you look at this, it is something that you can use that makes life easier for your associates. I'm excited about it. We're moving forward with it. We use the app to bring these folks on. So all these new technologies are helping to grow your business. And I'm excited about it, and we're excited about the growth. So, Frank and Teresa, I will turn the call back over to you.
I'm excited about the growth, too, so it's Frank. That is so exciting, and I'm glad you mentioned the app, too. We're going to have a comment about that in just a minute. Jimmy, thank you so much. We're going to roll out now to the South Carolina area again. Mr. Josh Grapp is fairly new in the business. He came in on the 60-60 promotion, got his $89 back, and is growing an organization. Mr. Josh Grapp, are you there?
I certainly am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, thanks for being on.
Oh, thank you. I'd really like to thank the both of you, Frank and Teresa, for having me on, and, of course, Jennifer and Jason Whitewing for mentoring me through so much of this. It's really a privilege to be able to speak. I started using the Team Builder Associate Checklist about 2 weeks ago when you unveiled that at our Tuesday evening meeting. It really put things in place for me. What I realized is when I started with Legal Shield, everything was going great. But at the same time, I started with plenty of instruction, but I didn't have anything that was tangible. It was like a daily list to adhere to. And all the training and the calls and the business briefings, everything helped so much. But at the same time, I was always wondering if I'm doing everything I need to do to help both myself as an associate and a leader for the organization that I'm building. So last Tuesday when you launched this item, it was really, I guess it was an aha moment, not from the convention, but, you know, my own moment, that I realized that now I had something that was like a daily log. And it let me realize, more importantly, what I was not doing in order to allow my success to happen. now that I have this checklist, I find that I keep it in the office right on my bulletin board next to my computer, and I'm able to look at it on a daily basis and see what I'm lacking in personal production and go ahead and say, well, I don't have that check today, so let me get on that. I realized initially that my contact list that I started with kind of fell off. I hadn't been using it so much. And because I wasn't using that, I wasn't making good contacts each day, and I wasn't making good follow-ups. And worse off, I found out that I wasn't even using my benefits association, which, you know, that's huge for all of us. As you've said so many times, that's what lets us pretty much pay for our membership in and of itself. So now that I've returned to my contact list since I started using this thing, it's allowed me to have a huge increase in making appointments, and which is obviously more chances for exposures and more chances for recruiting. And also my follow-ups and everything else have kind of fallen in line. So this has pretty much got me back on track and got me in the driver's seat to make my organization more powerful than it was before. So that's been my experience with this Team Builder Associate Checklist. I love it.
Awesome, Josh. Great comments, and it is empowering, and it does put you in control. Thank you, and I hope everybody downloads the card and is using it.
I'll tell you, y'all don't know who Josh is yet, but you're going to hear a lot about this young man.
That's right. He's up and coming.
Yeah, he is a personal trainer and just an overall clean-cut kid. I just really admire this young man.
Yep, and he's growing a big team. So
yep.
Good stuff. All right, what is the GWP Connect app? You'll see it on the new button, or window, rather, on our homepage. It's that important. I had Sharla put an icon of it there so that everybody could see it, because it is just flat out fun and working. And Mr. Michael Johnson had a great story he shared with me today. Simple, to the point. Mr. Michael Johnson, incredible. In fact, he did the presentation Tuesday night, did it within a minute of the time, and had everybody in the room signing up. It was one of the best presentations I've ever heard. Mr. Johnson, thank you for being on the call and sharing, everybody, your experience with the GWP Connect app.
Yes, ma'am. It's been awesome. The sad thing is that many of us know about it, and every day we're not putting something in it. But anyway, I love it. I love it simply because of some things I put in maybe 3 weeks ago. You know, that app continues to email folks from time to time. So because of that, someone went on my website and signed up, and it's amazing when you wake up in the morning or at night before you go to bed, you get to look at your account. And nothing's better than seeing that account being profitable because of something you did weeks before. And I'm looking forward to taking advantage of the app even more so, and, of course, helping the team to do it as well. And I turn the call back over to you.
I love it. I don't know when you put that in there, but that lady's name and number in there and email, but she evidently had been dripping on her, and she just decided she was going to get it. And you didn't even talk to her, so since you put her in there. So, I mean, the system works, and it's not going to do that for everybody, but we need to make sure we follow up on people when we put them in there, because that's going to give it, you know, much more of a chance of making progress for us. But thanks for that example. That shows you how powerful it is. It flat out works.